With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Don't you think we're having an early summer? The weather the last couple of days has been pretty good.
We waited forever to get this weather. It felt like it took forever. What I do note is that we have an awful lot of theater openings for May.
Which answers the question, is there summertime theater?
You know, there certainly are festivals. Shakespeare in Delaware Park in Buffalo.
Shaw.
I've been to the Shaw already this season. It's starting already. I saw the Somerset Maugham, Our Betters, which I enjoyed very much.
I already have tickets for Light in the Piazza.
It's a nice season over there.
Well, we have a nice season for you people here in the city, in the suburbs, who identify yourself as Buffalonians. Why don't we talk about Jersey Boys? That's certainly big on the horizon.
It's back. It'll be here through the 18th. And the fun part of the return of Jersey Boys, and that's the biographical show about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, is that it's not in the Shade subscription, meaning lots of good seats are available, that if you love the show, want to see it again, or if you've never seen it before, tickets are available to all of the performances, so this is a great opportunity to see Jersey Boys.
Continuing on with the musical adventure of Flat Stanley, a toy production.
Theater of Youth. Now, the book is from 1964. I didn't know this book, but the pretense is this. It's a little boy, Stanley Lambchop, who has the most annoyingly ordinary family, dreary and ordinary. Well, this all changes when a bulletin board falls on him and flattens him. He's flat as a pancake.
Does he turn into bossy pants?
He has to go on adventures to try to take care of this issue. And so that's the story of the musical adventures of Flat Stanley at Theater of Youth.
I'll bet that it's a learning lesson as well as a good piece of entertainment.
Oh, count on it. This is Theater of Youth.
They do great work over there. Kudos to them once again.
They do, and beautiful design over there under the artistic hand of Kenneth Shaw.
Moving on, The God of Isaac is a play by James Sherman and is presented by the Jewish Repertory Theater.
Now, you'll remember back in 1977 when the Nazis decided that it would be fun to march on Skokie, Illinois, heavily Jewish Skokie, Illinois.
And we love that.
And it created, just to emphasize Mr. Santella's being facetious, but this play is set back in 1977, and a young Jewish man gets a deeper understanding of what it means to be Jewish while this event is unfolding. And that is The God of Isaac, and it's got a good cast, directed by Saul Elkin, up at the Jewish Repertory Theater.
Before we go any further in closing, I was just looking at my sheet, and it's the This is your last chance to see The Clean House.
And I did see it.
I thought you said you saw it.
It is a beautiful production. I had so loved the Lincoln Center production with Jill Clayburgh and Blair Brown, and they are doing a beautiful job, directed by Derek Campbell. This is Victoria Perez as the Brazilian maid working in the home of the character played by Christina Rauza in the Blair Brown role, and an actress I've not seen before, Margaret Massman, in the Jill Clayburgh role as the woman who loves to clean. And the play is just very powerfully about how love gains meaning through loss. And that's the topic of The Clean House, and they're doing a terrific job. If you haven't seen the play by the brilliant playwright Sarah Rule, get down to the Road Less Traveled Theater and see a really first-rate production. Also, an exquisite performance by Merrick McMahon and the wonderful Peter Palmisano.
Paulette Harris, who is the artistic director?
Yes.
Is that her title?
At the Paul Robeson Theater.
At the Paul Robeson Theater. We did Children of a Lesser God together, and she taught me how to do sign language.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, now she's a playwright. She wrote a stage adaptation of the novel 2 Weeks Until the Rest of My Life, which sounds kind of dishy and fun. It's about a more mature woman having a relationship with a much younger man.
Don't they call that cougar?
They do now, but yeah. I'm eager to get in there to see Paulette's work under the direction of Mary Craig, with a nice cast of some very familiar Paul Robeson Theater names, Annette Christian, Sandra Gilliam, love her, Pete Johnson, and some names less familiar to me as well. But that's 2 weeks until the rest of my life at the Paul Robeson Theater, new play by Paulette Harris.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.